There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Maller here. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you. One of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello and welcome. It's hour number one of our radio program. We go to angry quarterback land, and it turns out that Aaron Rodgers is a walking, talking encyclopedia of media criticism. And fresh off the blowout win over the Lions, Aaron Rodgers calling out his naysayers, thumbs up or thumbs down to Aaron Rodgers being beyond media criticism. We discuss this evolving story, the muddy waters around the Packers, even in a win, right now in hour number one of our podcast. Here it is. Sour Grapes, welcome in the beginning of another edition of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we have our boots on the ground, coast to coast, border to border and beyond, on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR, emanating live from under the moonlight, camouflaged by the darkness, the Fox Sports Radio studios in the Northwoods. And our lead this hour coming from the land of cheese for the second consecutive night. That's where the story is, in Green Bay, the Packers. Riding the ship, they had been through some turbulent waters to begin the year in Jacksonville against the Saints, and thanks to a lot of help from Jared Goff in the second half and the incompetent Lions, Green Bay got a blowout win. They covered the spread, and so Aaron Rodgers did what any quarterback would do after a blowout win. He took the day following the win to point fingers at the people that were critiquing his performance. This is after a cool down period. Aaron Rodgers said, you know what? I'm going to cool down. I'm going to double down is what I'm going to do. Now, if you have not been paying attention, because you have things going on, you have a life, which is conceivably possible. Aaron Rodgers popping up on his weekly radio spot on the Pat McAfee show And he said, just imagine I'm Aaron Rodgers. He said, it's absolute horse, we'll use the word manure, because for some reason we can't say the word that starts with S. I don't know why, but we can't. So anyway, Rodgers said, it's absolute horse manure to give a platform to people who have no idea what they are talking about as far as my mental state and, you know, my focus, my work habits, Rodgers complained. He said, people that have not been around me, that are not in my life, he said, I don't have communication with them, are not in the locker room. He was huffing and puffing while he was doing this. Now, using that paid weekly radio appearance with McAfee there, the bully pulpit, Rodgers was not done. Quote continues. He said, that chicken, again, he used the S word, so we'll use manure instead. That chicken manure, it's so ridiculous that people get a platform to do this, and it's the same type of people. Close quote. All right, so let us discuss. The question, are you going to go thumbs up or thumbs down to Aaron Rodgers being beyond media criticism? Like, you know, which side are you on? So I'm going thumbs down. Of course I am. I'm in the media. Thumbs down. So my thoughts on this, you've got Italian opera, power play, and Bruce Banner. And we'll tie all of these things together. Now, Aaron Rodgers absolutely deserved all the criticism that he picked up for the opening of the season and also during the offseason. So the idea that that was somehow out of bounds, maybe in Aaron Rodgers' head it is, but for everyone else who's got common sense, that's not the case. He's, last I checked, he didn't become the patron saint of the NFL. It's not chicken or horse fertilizer. It is absolute fair game. It is literally and figuratively, this can blow your mind, literally and figuratively, the job description of a sports pundit is to criticize performance when it warrants criticism. I know your mind is blown right now. Wait a minute. Even when you don't know the people personally? Yes. Yes, we deal in the currency of constructive criticism, tough love. Aaron Rodgers did not take his job seriously. No, anyone that would think that is not the case, he's a public figure. That's how this works. It's not open heart surgery here. We're not putting your heart back together. Aaron Rodgers belongs at an Italian opera house. He's the prima donna. The prima donna. And that is, hey, listen, that's self-absorbed. If he was on a vessel in the water, it would be a canoe, a douche canoe. That's what he would be on. High maintenance. There's a term, misery guts, that would apply to Rodgers. Now, part B of this. We have been chronicling the blow-by-blow between Aaron Rodgers and the Packers for many, many months. It's a beautiful mystery. It's been the underlying theme of the offseason. Rodgers attempting the failed hockey move. He was on the power play, and he was unable to score. And then he also went to the NBA roadmap, and he thought, well, hey, listen, if the NBA player is unhappy, they jump up and down, they complain, and they get traded. You want to change teams, it's no big deal. It's very easy to do in that sport. But in the NFL, it backfired. I mean, let's go down the list. He wanted Rodgers, the GM, Mike Gutekunst, fired. Didn't work out. Used surrogates to plant stories in the media about his departure from Green Bay. Pending departure from Green Bay. Made an idle threat to retire. Skipped all the offseason practices to do Jeopardy. And very important, very important. Didn't work out with the receivers, as you know, most all NFL quarterbacks do. And when everything involved didn't work, the departure from Green Bay did not materialize. Aaron Rodgers was then forced to do the walk of shame back to Green Bay with his tail between his leg and his legs there, and limiting the power that he thought he had. Right now, there's also the double-edged sword involved in this. I always get a kick out of it when people say, "You can't criticize me. You don't know me." Right, people. kissing his hindquarters, the way this works, it is a double-edged sword, because the same people that are saying how great Aaron Rodgers is, the fanboys who worship him, they also don't know Aaron Rodgers' mental state, his focus, or his work habits. So by Aaron Rodgers' own words, they should not be allowed to say positive things about Aaron Rodgers. Shouldn't be able to do it, right? That should be muted conversation. You grumpy goose. You're just a grumpy goose. That's all you are. Last word here. So Aaron Rodgers continues to be the poster child for passive-aggressive behavior. Pretty easy to read the room here. A zebra does not change its stripes. Aaron Rodgers is really good at maintaining grace under fire on a football field. But he's absolutely terrible when it involves the media. And the rub on this is that Rodgers loves the media. Based on what we're looking at here, all forms of media. He's omnipresent at consuming media content when it comes to sports radio, internet trolls, all the rest. We love that Aaron Rodgers is a closeted P1. That's great. Call up Aaron from Appleton. There's a line open for you, Aaron. You can call up and complain. Now, what he should have done here is asked Bobby Bonilla, the old baseball player from back in the day, to send him his old noise-canceling earplugs from when he was in the outfield with the Mets back in the day. Instead, what Aaron Rodgers does is he sulks in the corner, shaking, contemplating his existence before becoming Bruce Banner, right? And whatever, you know who Bruce Banner is, right? Under extreme stress from media criticism, Aaron Rodgers' body undergoes a transformation, and he morphs in to the Incredible Hulk. He's lucky that he plays in sleepy Green Bay. He is. He's lucky that Rodgers plays in Green Bay. Now, the NFL's a national sport, but the coverage is a wee bit different, and Aaron can't even handle it. He's playing in the smallest market in the NFL, the very end. I mean, you think about media epicenter, at the very bottom of the list would be Green Bay. He's off the grid. He's got a lampshade on his head compared to the glamour media-covered team. Now, the Packers are a national team, but they don't get the media attention that you would get in a few other cities. And so he's not in the epicenter of the NFL. And so that's actually something that's a positive note. Another positive note, Rodgers makes it very easy to root against the Packers. Right? Unlikability. And you know he cares. See, that's the thing. You know that he cares about all this because he consumes the media and he's aware of all the things that go on. Reminds me of years ago, I got into a heated conversation with a baseball player who was very upset with me, and I pointed out in the conversation, I said, well, why are you listening? If you don't like what I say, you should just, it's an on-off button. That was back before you could listen on the internet, but it was just radio. You just turn it off. He says, well, I don't listen, but my family does. that was his response. He's like, okay, well, tell them not to listen then. And it's not that hard. It's a very simple concept. Very simple. And that Twitter machine, that represents 2% of the American population. 2% of the American population. So if you're praised, you're being praised by 2%. If you're being ripped, you're being ripped by 2%. That leaves 98% of the electorate that have not had their voice heard. Just remember that, okay? Just everything in context. Everything in context. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. If you would like to comment on that or anything else, whatever you're fixing to do here, we'll open up the phone lines. We had some new callers yesterday, the first hour. That was kind of cool. Beginning of the show. I'd like to keep that going. 877-99 on Fox is the number if you'd like to be part. 877-996-6369. You can join the show. Also on Twitter, at Ben Maller. Give us real-time feedback. We may even read it on the air. It could happen. You never know. Follow me on Twitter there, at Ben Maller, and we will plunge in to the wacky world of social media in a couple minutes. So you've got lost and found And then small town politics, lost and found, and small town politics. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
You're listening to the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Z-Y-N.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Michelin tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
From the first moment you tune in, you know the Ben Maller Show is not your garden variety sports talk. We welcome all the freaks of nature to the Maller Militia. Facebook's an online amusement park for all of us. You can chat with other super fans of the show. It's simple and it's free. Help support our show by liking our page. Go to Facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Began the festivities here ranting and raving about the latest comments from Aaron Rodgers' paid interview he does weekly on the Pat McAfee show. I wonder how much Aaron gets paid for that. Let's get a lot of money for that. Anyway, we got small town politics. Good for him. Lost and found. We'll get to those stories as well. And your feedback. Just Josh says, I really had something good to say about that pompous, self-centered, narcissistic, better than everyone else, Douche Canoe, but I don't really know him that well, so it's just an opinion, Aaron. Relax. Relax. Matt, the Warrior Raider A's fan, says 9 out of 10, 9 out of 10 on the Maller monologue. Aaron Rodgers is the Kevin Durant of the NFL. He cares a lot what other people think of him. And it wouldn't shock me if Aaron uses burner accounts to defend himself. It's a good point. It's a good point. I wonder if I've been assaulted by a A-Rod burner account, an Aaron Rodgers burner account. Yeah. Well, I was going to say, well, I don't listen to the media. But like, nobody likes to be criticized. I mean, let me just start with that. First of all, I mean, not only anybody wants to be criticized, but there are ways to avoid it, right? If you're the man in the arena, you don't have to listen to gas bags and blowhards or read snarky comments from intellectual sports writers hiding on Twitter accounts. You don't have to do it. Plenty of ways to avoid it. I don't spend nearly as much time as I did on Twitter. Once I learned how little impact Twitter actually has compared to the real world, I stopped spending time on there. It's a playground for trolls. I'm on there for the show, and I'm during the show we're on there. But it's just the people that listen to the show when I'm on, and then a lot of porn bots that are working the Twitter scene when I'm here. James the Machinist in the Twin Cities writes in, says A++ on the Maller monologue. Anytime someone points out what a baby Aaron Rodgers is, it makes us Viking fans feel a little less depressed. Skull. Yes. Well, Vikings. What's not to be happy about if you're a Viking fan? Everything. Let's see. Robin Vegas says, Benny, I used to like Aaron Rodgers and his bravado, but the past 2 years, the guy has morphed into a whiny little biatch. Shut your mouth and chuck the pigskin. You're getting paid a zillion buckaroos, you big effing baby. But, Robin Vegas says, come to the Raiders to finish your career. Rob, will you show him the best gambling halls in Vegas that the locals go to and not the ones that all the visitors to Sin City go to, the ones that the rank and file that live in that town go to? That's where you want to hang out. Adrian, the pokey, pokey, pokey guy, writes in. He says, hey, Ben, it's my nephew Romeo's birthday. He turns 21. Can you wish him a happy birthday? No. Adrian, I will not be wishing your nephew Romeo a happy 21st birthday. Will not do it. I'm sorry, Romeo. I can't do it. I hope you understand. Your uncle, he just is out. He's out of sorts on this, with this kind of request. It's not right. Not right at all. All right, let's go to the phones. The masses would like to talk here. And who do we have? Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Let's say hello to Sleazy Cheese, who's in the leadoff chair. Do not mess Ben. This up. There he is.
Ben, you gone too far tonight.
How did I get too far? What did I say that was incorrect?
Well, you and I both know in politics, the media could go too far. And in sports, it's the same deal. And what Aaron Rodgers is trying to get done with the Packers management is he wants to call his own plays. And not all the time. He wants, that behind the game, that behind the scenes stuff he wants to do. He doesn't want to let too much go to the media.
What?
And he can't say too much. He can't say exactly what he's beefing with the management about. Now, for someone to come
in. Wait. Time out on the court. Time out. All right. So, a guy named Sleazy Cheese, one of my guys calling the show. You have intel here, Sleazy Cheese. You have inside information. And how do you have this information, Sleazy Cheese?
Well, me and Aaron are good friends.
Oh, is that right? Okay. All right. I understand.
No, I know exactly though. You got to admit, if you were a Packer fan, and you would say to yourself, "What in the hell could he want?" That because it's not money he's beefing about, right? With management, it's just the plays he's calling. The plays.
So you're convinced it's he's upset with the offense. That's what this is all about. What are you drinking? What are you having to drink right now, Sleazy Cheese? I want to have some of what you're having.
Right now it's coffee, Big Ben.
Oh, I've never had
with
coffee.
With a touch of, well, okay.
Is that Irish coffee or is that regular coffee? What are we looking at?
No, that's Wendy's, actually.
Oh, is that right? Well, yeah, with the mean cup of Joe from Wendy's. When you want
but
coffee.
Big Ben. One more thing. Big Ben.
Yes,
the epicenter of the NFL. What a bad choice of words. They are the top of the heap in the NFL.
Who are they? You got to announce your pronouns. Yes, you don't know they, them. You know, you got to announce that.
You are.
All right. Thank you, Sleazy Cheese. Go drink your coffee. Jeez, you didn't get a frosty. I would. If I go to Wendy's, I get the frosty. So that's my move. Jeez. All right. So that's the Wisconsin contingent checking in, giving us the lowdown. It's all about the offensive play call. All about the complaints about the offensive play call. Clearly, that's what it's all about. So do you know who a gentleman by the name of Quentin Lucas is? Are you familiar with Quentin Lucas? Do you know who that is? You do
never
not
heard of him.
You don't know who that is, Eddie. Quentin Lucas would like people to stop giving Patrick Mahomes' brother, Jackson Mahomes, a tough time. There was an incident. I don't know if you saw the video.
I saw the video.
Yeah, yeah. So this Mahomes' brother was getting heckled by a couple of spicy, hot Ravens fans. And he did what anyone would do when they're getting heckled. He threw water at them. And it was all recorded for posterity's sake. This happened the other night at M&T Bank Stadium in the house that Coleman built, Sports with Coleman there in Baltimore, following the Chiefs' loss. And so, like, this is amazing to me. That do you think they knew that Jackson Mahomes was the brother of Patrick Mahomes? I've never seen this cat before, but maybe they just saw the guy sitting with some Chiefs fans or whatever wearing Chiefs gear, and so they're like giving the guy a hard time. But anyway, it turns out to be Mahomes' brother, and so the person who has come out to defend Jackson Mahomes, that guy Quentin Lucas, that guy is the honorable mayor of Kansas City. The mayor of Kansas City has come out and issued support for Jackson Mahomes. He said, leave Jackson Mahomes alone. Mayoral support. Mayor Q there in Kansas City. There you go. So this is always good when politicians have enough time to enter the fray on not just the star players in their city, but the relatives, the siblings of the star players. So must make the brother of Patrick Mahomes feel very good that he is receiving support from the mayor of KC. And he did respond. He appreciated the mayor helping him out. So, very nice. Now, as far as the lost and found is concerned, we have a follow-up to a story we gave you last night. You might remember the Packers-Lions game. Aaron Jones rumbling and stumbling. He scored all those touchdowns for the Green Bay Packers. Had four touchdowns, three of them receiving, one of them rushing. And he lost during the haze of competition a pendant, a little football-shaped pendant, necklace that he was wearing that contained his father's ashes. Father passed away back in April, and so this was a big deal. There were people scouring the field trying to find the necklace. And at the time we got on the air on yesterday's show, an hour and a half, whatever it was, after the Monday night game, they had not located the special necklace containing the ashes of Aaron Jones' father. And they were going all over the field, desperately trying to find it. And we have an update now. It has been revealed that that necklace was retrieved. It was found by one of the Green Bay Packers trainers. The football-shaped pendant has been recovered. The story within the story here is a trainer that's nicknamed Flea. That's the guy's nickname, Flea. And he stayed out on the field until almost 2 in the morning local time and was crawling around until he found said chain. And he broke the news with our old buddy, our old former morning guy here at Fox Sports Radio, Steve Zabin, who's, we love Zabe. Zabe's great, good radio guy. And he does a show in, you don't know who the great Steve Zabin is? This guy's a legend. He does a show in Milwaukee there. And so anyway.
And D.C.
Yeah.
He's double dipping, man.
He's all over, man. He's all over the place. But anyway, so Zabe had Jones. I guess Jones came on and broke the news there that it was a it was recovered. So there you go. Happy story. Happy story there. And how many people do you think stepped on that thing when they were out in the field? And did they start? What I want to know is, did they start usually right after these games? They'll mow the grass at these NFL stadiums. Did they not mow the grass because they didn't want to run that thing over?
I'm going to say they did not mow until the search was over.
I would think. But we were on the air, Eddie, when that Eureka moment happened. All right, we were 45 minutes in to our radio show when this trainer found said device. I wish he had called into our show. It's a bad job by him.
You think he was out there with that one of those, you know, metal detectors? You see the guys at the beach looking for junk?
Yeah. Those guys must find stuff. I see a lot of those guys at the beach, like right at sundown. They're out there wandering around, sunset.
They're looking for buried treasure.
Those things are expensive.
Are they?
Yeah, like a high-end metal detector. Those aren't cheap. Like, you got a crappy metal detector for not that much, but if you want a really powerful one, that's pricey. How many people are just leaving money on the beach? There must be some, a key. I think you'd find a lot of car keys and things like that, I would think.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Firestone tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
I feel like I've mentioned this story multiple times, and it's still the same story, but apparently it was a big story on Tuesday. Philadelphia 76ers All-Star guard Ben Simmons will not report to the start of training camp next week and intends to never play another game for the Philadelphia 76ers. These Sixers, they're trying to trade him. Who wants him? I don't know. But Ben Simmons, again, like the seventh time, saying he's not going to play for the Sixers again.
Yeah, yeah. And so I was getting guys, Eugene in Chicago, and some of the guys were like, hey, you got to talk about this Ben Simmons story. I want to know what you think about Ben Simmons. And I was like, well, nothing's really changed. Am I missing something? This is just more of the same. It hasn't shifted any direction. I know JD in Boston was like, should the Celtics trade for Ben Simmons? I would want nothing to do with Ben Simmons. And really, Ben Simmons started this whole activity of trying to get out of Philadelphia in the fourth quarter of those playoff games last year. I think the last four games that in the postseason Ben Simmons played in, he did not take a shot. He had zero field goal attempts in the fourth quarter of the last four playoff games. Playoffs? Yeah. And the tease on this was very expensive ghosting. And we'll pay that off. So, now Ben Simmons, if he were to actually go through and not show up, it is possible that the 76ers could fine him up to, that's a weasel term, up to $227,000 for every practice that is missed. So, if he misses training camp and the preseason, the price tag would balloon up, but you're looking at, if he does miss all of those practices, $1.3 million, and then up, and away. So I read that if you do the math on this, the median household income in America last year was $67,000, a little over that. And so he makes per practice almost three and a half times the median household income, Ben Simmons. So it's hard to feel bad for the guy. He's good for three quarters and bad for one quarter on your typical NBA game. Can't win with him. The guy's a decoy in big moments. You don't have to guard him when he stands out around the three-point line. Very similar to Russell Westbrook. That Russell Westbrook's a liability, and so is Ben Simmons. And the dumplings are going to find that out this season. They're going to say, why do we trade for this guy? And I don't think he's going to do well for the dumplings, unfortunately. So, it's a shame. All right, it is, unless it's not. It is the Ben Maller Show, and to the phones we go, and let's say hello to the tent guy who's in Florida. Hello, tent guy.
Who?
Hey, you put me on the air, man. How's it going? Hey, listen, I found a gold ring on the beach, and it's just this piece of junk, big old gold ring, like a class ring without the jewel. I put it in my pocket, said I might check, get $20 for it or something someday. But one day I went to the gold district, and the guy gave me $530 for it. So
Yeah. That but how much was cool. it actually? How much was it actually worth? It was probably worth a lot more than that.
If you I don't got, know, but no, I had but if you got 500,
no, no, they're not gonna. If you got 500 something for it, that thing's probably worth three or four times that.
Well, maybe not that much, but of course it's worth more because how do you run a business by giving away more dollars?
Well, obviously,
than you're
but
selling the thing for.
You know, I've dealt with some jewelry in the past trading that, and you know, they give you a fraction of what it's worth. But it's more of a convenience thing because it's a pain in the ass to sell a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, five Benjamins, a Jackson, and a Hamilton, boom, out of there in 5 minutes, and I got $500. So I didn't think I was even going to, you know, do anything about it. I don't know anything about gold. It's like a 10-carat. But that cheesehead dude with the analogy, you said they were like the epicenter of the Packers, and he said, oh, you're all wrong. They're the top of the heap. But that's the same analogy. That was so confusing. Top of the heap and epicenter is kind of like in the same category. Hey,
well,
and I like
you are the confused guy. You were the guy that called up, tent guy in Miami called up, and he was
about
you were very
the ballet thing.
Yes,
yeah.
The ballet.
Yeah.
You were very upset with my ballet term. You
and hey, I liked the way you were talking about the reptile brain a couple weeks ago.
Oh yeah, yeah. We all have that reptile brain. We all have it. Yeah. And I was reading. Did you see now, tent guy? Did you see? There's a story that came out one of the science papers about. They determine when human beings stopped having tails.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they found the gene. There was like, it all started with one primate that did not have a tail, and then the
genetic mutations, right?
Yeah,
and then if it's an advantage, it just there's so
now here's the thing though the reason that's interesting is conceivably if they know the gene that caused human beings to not have tails, then they could reverse it, and then we could have humans with tails. Would the tail help in any way? Would we have any special powers with the tail? I think it would make sitting down more uncomfortable, and laying down would be more uncomfortable.
It helps cats, but they walk on four legs. No, yeah. It wouldn't help. If it would help, we would have one.
What if you could use, how about this one? For sports, could you use the tail as like an extra arm to help bring in, like hold the, like a running back could wrap their tail around the ball so they don't fumble?
Well, like of course it would, you know, you're talking about like genetic manipulation where we're creating these monster things. If it was to evolve, it would take millions of years, but no.
Well, no, not millions of years anymore.
Not millions of years.
Some lab somewhere in a seedy, you know, seedy place, you could do it within a couple of years.
No, but a tail is for four legs. A tail is for, you know.
Well, I understand a tail. I'm just saying, I mean, if you could get a tail that you could manipulate the tail. How about a wide receiver going up for an end zone touchdown catch? You got an extra long tail. You wrap the tail around the ball and use your hands to push away the defensive player.
But he wouldn't be fast. He wouldn't be a fast runner.
Are you telling me? Wait a minute. Now, hold on a sec. The fastest land animal is, I believe, a cheetah.
Yeah. They
don't
have
they have
legs.
Tails?
Yeah.
But they have
and
tails.
The tail is important. I just said that. The cats have tails. They're very important for cats.
No, but if
very
the fastest animal has a tail, then the human being, I support bringing back the tail. That's what I support.
No,
yes.
You don't.
Yes, I
no,
do.
You
I'm
don't.
Take,
get
I am
a grip
taking
on reality.
A pro. I am taking a pro tail position.
God,
okay.
this is making me long
okay.
for a Clippers
I'm ahead.
Lakers.
Dude, I'm ahead. Your tip.
What's that? Eddie?
This is making me long for a Clippers Lakers argument. For God's sakes!
No, it's not the Clippers Lakers. It's the Clippers and the dumplings. Get it right, Eddie. Come on now, get it right. And now that I determine, we after counsel with my staff here, they are now the dumplings. That's what they are.
No, the dumplings have about 12 more titles in your.
No,
team.
They have no titles since they put the dumpling logo on their uniform. They have none. So. I want to point that out. All right. It is the Ben Maller Show. The Ben Maller Show as we press on. And time now for the Who Am I game. This is where we pretend to be somebody else. We'll have the MLB Pick'em. Final few days of the baseball season. Less than 2 weeks to go in the hardball season. Here is the Who Am I game. Aaron Jones, yet again, second reference
who?
This hour. Aaron Jones had a monster night for the Pack Attack. The center of the universe. Aaron Jones, big game for the Packers. I am the last running back to catch three touchdowns in a game prior to Aaron Jones on Monday Night Football. Again, I am the last running back to catch three touchdowns in a game before Aaron Jones did it on Monday Night Football. Who am I? The answer next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Listen up, Maller Militia. The Ben Maller Show is the show of the people, by the people, for the people. Join the movement and follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow me, Eddie Garcia, your humble sidekick, the voice of reason. I'm at Eddie on Fox. Did you see the video of that, though? That was nothing, really. Yeah, it wasn't like they dry humped each other. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
It's a bad sign, Eddie. I'm getting more reaction from my tail conversation with the tent guy than the Aaron Rodgers monologue at the beginning of the hour. Kevin says, I do metal detecting in Florida once in a while. I usually find $4 or $5 worth. But once I found what's called a Spanish cob. What is that? It's a silver coin from back in the Pirates days. That's pretty cool. He said he sold it to a dealer for $200. That'd be kind of a neat thing to hold on to, a Spanish cob. I'm going to have to Google that. Is that like the Cobb salad? Anyway, here is the Who Am I game. So Aaron Jones, big game for the Packers the other night. I am the last running back to catch 3 touchdowns in a game prior to Aaron Jones. Who am I? That is the question. And what is the answer? And a bunch of answers coming in. Let's see, Paige down here. Marcelo's going with Fletcher Cox as his answer. Lydell Mitchell from Gumpy Dave in Florida. Mark Davis tossed out by Mr. Nice Guy as his answer. Deuce Staley, the deuce is loose from Oscar. Y2J, Chris Jericho. As the selection, Christian McCaffrey from Milkman Mike in Colorado. Wilbur the Pig from Militia Twitter King. That's their answer. Who else do we have? Page down. Reek in Minnesota is going with Alvin Kamara against his Vikings. That is the answer. Jason in Denver goes with Shady McCoy as his selection. Rich says he'll take a stab at a guess and say O.J. Simpson. Eddie, do you have an answer, Eddie?
I do. It's former Saints star running back Hoki Gaijon.
Wow. No, that is incorrect, unfortunately. Incorrect. The correct answer, Danny Woodhead is the answer. Danny Woodhead back in 2015. And that leads us into the MLB Pick'em. Hurry up, Coop. You've got the first pick. Chop, chop.
Give me Walker Buehler.
I'll take Zach Wheeler. Roberto.
Let's see here. We got plenty of time.
Oh, my God. Hurry up.
Let's go Tyler O'Neill.
Wow. It's a bad pick. All right. Are you going to try, Eddie?
Yes. Dan Petrie and
Eddie's not trying,
Lou Whitaker. Okay.
All right. Back to you, Roberto.
Let's go with Zach Wheeler.
All right. I just picked him a minute ago. How about Vladimir Guerrero Jr.?
I'll take Zach Wheeler.
I never pay attention to what you're saying.
Vladimir Coop, the back-to-back.
Is Juan Soto available?
Yes.
I'll take Juan Soto.
All right.
And Shohei Ohtani.
Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper of the Phillies. Roberto.
Trey Turner.
Oh, okay.
Chris Hill.
No, you already passed. You picked Zach
Wheeler.
I get Zach Wheeler. I picked him first.
Chris Hill.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help,
Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.